Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Man.
I ain't doing no marathon. You ain't gonna see me with none of that stuff. I don't ever just run. Matter of fact, if you see me running, you better start running too, because something's coming.
9.
You know, I felt like redneck royalty when Hank Williams III started following me at Nueve on Twitter.
Paige.
I want to be known for my kindness and my contribution to society rather than the size of my breasts.
And fat boy.
I never give my seat up to a woman, especially if she's in better shape than me.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to get into it because we're going to run out of time, and I want to get the headlines because there's funny news going around. We'll start with a suspected drunk driver. I'm looking because I didn't see where this happened, so now I got to look it up and see real quick while I talk about it. But anyway, this drunk driver was a lady, and she was blocking a drive-thru. So, in Vaughn somewhere.
Vaughn.
Someplace called Vaughn. It might have been in Canada, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it was outside Toronto. So she's drunk, blocking a drive-through lane at some Canadian establishment in her Toyota Prius. And then the cops show up. And what's the best defense against drunk driving? You weren't driving the car.
We were called here because there's an issue going on with you. I don't know, not moving your vehicle out of the drive-through.
I wasn't driving, so I was just ordering.
How did the vehicle get here?
I don't know. I just ordered some food.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm in the car, and I'm ordering some food. But you asked me how I got here. I don't know.
Sliding the passenger seat, just look.
That's the best thing. You're drunk in the driver's seat of a car. Well, how did the vehicle get here? I don't know.
That's great.
What else are you going to say?
I didn't do it.
I don't know.
I wonder if anybody's ever said I was taken over by a spirit.
That's better than saying I'm not drunk. You know, you're like, I'm not drunk. I wasn't driving.
I was. There was some kind of disembodied body in me.
Yeah. No, the ghost was driving. I've been sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
I just got over here to put it in park.
There used to be a ghost that rode a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah. It had a flaming skull for a head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Nick Cage.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Now, this is funny. This is...
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny, but this is a different kind of funny. This is a woman opening or closing her squeaking oven door because it sounds like a familiar pop song that if you went through any kind of spring break, like, I don't know, about 13 years ago, you heard this a billion damn times, but you loved it.
Okay.
Do it again.
That's gold. Oh, that's wonderful.
Wasn't that the first introduction of Little John? People found out who
he was. Yeah, it was. I was like, yeah, it was.
Was that when he was an associate of the Ying Yang Twins?
Maybe. But, you know, the squeaking oven door just is a great example of it's the little things that make you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the little things. Do it one more time, please.
All right. Yeah, one more.
It's so good. That's wonderful.
You and Fat Boy Robin.
That was great.
It's
a fun song.
Yeah, it is, man. It's great.
Every once in a while, I can fart at the beginning of Mambo Number 5.
I've heard that. Yep. Especially early in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. Turn into the fat white girl at the bar that can't dance as soon as that comes on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not one of the songs that you dislike, Jimmy, that would pull people out onto the floor.
No, that's a good tune, man. Yeah. That's a good pop song.
I think we can all say Lil Jon is timeless. Is he not?
Yeah. Man, like last week we were talking about the songs I hate. What do I love? Taco Tuesday by Lil Jon. The greatest song I've heard this year, maybe.
Yeah.
One of. It's good. It's funny. Anyway. You ever have a dog that doesn't like to go on a walk? I've never heard of such.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Rusty.
His name is Rusty.
Right. Yep. Well, this is a Siberian Husky who really doesn't want to go on a walk and starts bitching about not wanting to do it.
Oh, come on.
Play. Hit the play button.
Anytime, man. I know what you're doing. They're using a program that doesn't even exist anymore. They quit making it years ago.
Windows Media Player?
No, no. They still make that.
Oh, do they?
Come on, get out of the bathtub. Come on. Let's go for a walk. Come on. I'm not turning on the water. Come on. Come on. Let's go for a walk. Come on.
I don't want to get up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
I've been there before.
Wouldn't that annoy the piss out of you, though?
Sound like he's pooping a peach seed.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's just, oh, man. Dog didn't want to go on a walk, man.
No.
Didn't want to go on a walk. By the way, Fat Boy, the program you're using came out in 1999. Congratulations. Yep. I ain't made it years, man.
Mr. Hardmeyer needs to upgrade.
Yeah. Mr. Hardmeyer, be quiet now. You see those ads on Facebook. They want you to turn people in for that.
Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
There's these ads on Facebook that want you to turn in, like, businesses using pirated software. Like, if you work for somebody and they use pirated software, they want you to turn them in.
You think we don't have any?
Yeah, not here.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Watch them jokes, Fat Boy.
Don't turn me in for using Nimes' WWE password.
I will.
No. What else
we'll
we got?
Tell Vince.
What else we got? Oh, yeah, yeah. Now we have some dogs who don't like this little girl singing.
Go a lot right. of dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she ain't good. She ain't good at all. Oh, man.
See, this is why dogs are so much better than cats. Like, you can't argue that. When cats, all they do is meow, and it usually sounds very evil. When they're in heat, they sound
goodness.
Like they're dying.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep.
Cats are bad.
They're a pain. They're a pain.
Speaking of cats, my mom will be on it in about 30 minutes. We'll find out why she hates cats so much.
Find out the origin of her hatred for cats, her fear of cats.
Her fear, her phobe.
Yeah. Dogs are the best. But, yeah, I didn't like little girls singing either. I ain't going to scream about it. I didn't like it either.
Right.
No.
That's one of those things where, like, her parents think that's the cutest thing in the world, and everybody else is, like, bleeding out the ears.
Yeah, the neighbors are leaving.
The kid sucks.
Stop it.
Make it shut
adult.
Up.
Please stop.
And Brenda had a dog that my daddy would go over to the house and start to make howl. Like, he'd start howling and get that dog.
A hound dog?
Yeah. They loved when my dad would do that.
I'm sure that was their favorite thing. They probably moved and didn't tell them where they went.
Right.
Now, this guy blew up all weekend long. I'm sure a lot of people heard it. A lot of people haven't yet. It's the guy from West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. You know, the big city.
This is Redneck Bro?
Where the university is. Yeah. He was on his front porch, and he saw a tree fall on a lady's car. And, man, this is the best show he's ever seen for free.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was... I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know. I mean, what guy doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But, hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
He's fun, man. He's the best.
I ain't going to like it. What guy don't like destruction?
You know what I'm saying? Here he is.
Well, I about figured.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. He looks like that kind of guy.
Looks like the guy we met over at Radiothon.
Yeah, you know, just like a dude who kind of looks like a wino wearing gold chains, because they always got gold chains for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that guy, and he's all the rage online now.
God bless.
Good for him.
Kind of cool, man.
That just sounds like anyone from around here that would call in. No offense.
Pretty much, yeah. Honestly, not as southern as I expected, but, no. You know, West Virginia is, you know, damn near up north.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I got, man.
That was good, though.
Thank you. This is fun stuff this
you
morning.
Put Thanks out to... some of my videos on social media for people to see.
Yeah, man. Thanks to Billy Tatum from Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dogs, Kids Who Can't Sing, More Dogs, Oven Doors, and yes. Whatever else I had in there.
Lil Jon.
Drunk Drivers in Canada.
And Lil Jon.
And Lil Jon, yeah. Right.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Where do we begin? Let's just, yeah, anonymous always, right? That's yeah. The rule. Anonymous always goes first. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you?
Pretty good. How are you?
You know what? I'm actually pretty good. All things considered, I'm all right, I guess. I guess so.
That's good.
Yeah. What kind of advice you need? You're calling in for the All Advice Show, right?
I am. Yeah. I want some advice. I just want to make sure I'm not being oversensitive about something going on with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been married for 7 years, and everything's great with us. Literally, like, no complaints. She's my best friend. We're good.
Yeah.
But
is she really your best friend? Like, you can do anything with her.
Oh, yeah. We That's talk good. About everything. Like, we're great.
Okay. Perfect.
But one of her close girlfriends, like from college, has been dating this new guy.
Mm-hmm. How long have they been together?
Not that long. 6 months, like since the end of last year.
Okay.
So we've been out several times, you know, together, like couples, night stuff, and they've been over to our house for dinner. We've been on a lot of double dates together because my wife and she are really close.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting to know this guy a bit, and I don't know, something doesn't add up. Not like he ever did anything to me personally, but he just rubs me the wrong way. He's just a creeper, I think. Right. I don't like him.
When you say he's a creeper, what? Because a guy can tell a creeper. Like, are you watching mm-hmm. his eyes? Is he looking other women up and down? Or is he, what is he doing that's creeping you out?
Yeah, you got to have some idea.
Yeah, a little bit. Or he'll just, like, say something to me privately about other, you know, a waitress or something, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just creepy. He just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They just haven't been together that long. I just don't like him. And he's just a weirdo. He's just a weirdo.
Right.
And my wife just thinks he's, you know, charming and, like, perfect for her friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess it's Sunday night. I walk into the living room, and my wife's looking at her phone all excited. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, Ashley's getting married.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have said her name, right?
Oh, there's a million of them out there. Go
ahead.
Yeah,
it's common. Well, her middle name's
just don't say it again.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. So her the girl that you're talking about here is getting married.
Yeah, my friend is getting married.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, yay for them, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, they're not engaged yet. And I was like, huh? So get this. So this guy.
This is great.
Emailed
yeah.
my. Emailed my wife.
Yeah,
and said he's gonna ask, you know, who to marry him.
Right,
and he wanted her advice on rings.
Okay,
I guess he had figured out the style, but he wants my wife's opinion.
Okay,
but then rather than send her, you know, screenshots or like the link to the rings or mm-hmm. whatever, he asked her to go look at rings with him on Saturday afternoon, like at a couple different jewelers that are in town.
Hmm.
But it gets even better. Then he said, you know, and after they look at rings, he'll treat her to lunch to help her and stuff. And she already agreed to it. But I'm like, no.
Hmm.
You think dude's up to something?
Wow, that's just odd. I mean, that's very odd. Paige is odd, correct?
It's strange, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's just weird. You're right. Why didn't he just send her you know, links to different, you know, pictures,
yeah.
different rings available just to get her idea. But why does she have to go? And then why? Yeah, man, that is weird.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so.
That's very weird.
I don't want to overreact. You know, I'm not like, But I don't know what should I do. I mean, can I demand that she doesn't go?
Did you project to her how you feel? Like, did you say this is weird, or did? I mean, I imagine you already told her you didn't really care for the guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've told her that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I mean, I told her I thought that it was weird, but she just kind of said, "Well, I already agreed to it." She was like, "It's not weird." Yeah. She made it seem like I was being, you know, sensitive about nothing. So that's kind of why I'm calling you guys.
Yeah.
Paige, as a woman, is that weird to you? Because it seems weird to everybody else. Seem weird to you?
Yeah, I said, like, it was strange. It just seems like it's bizarre that
if some dude asks you to marry him, and then, well, your friend already knows, and she helped him pick out the ring, is that weird to you? Because it seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they've probably, like, if it's to the point. Like, let's go to our engagement expert on the show. Jeff, mm-hmm. You just got engaged recently.
Yes.
Prior to you getting down on your knee there in downtown Greenville,
mm-hmm.
I imagine you had talked about getting married.
Yes.
So it had been talked about, and you probably even found out what kind of ring she liked, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? So, you know, that's to be expected, that the girlfriend in this situation is aware that, you know, they're talking about it. But the fact that he's... There's no, like, the flip of this. What if, you know, what if, Nine, your friends, okay, just reverse this.
Reverse
if
it,
a
yeah.
guy went with a girl to look at stuff and then they went to lunch together, it's weird. It's weird all around. You're not being weird, sir.
I think that's less acceptable. It's just that, you know, but it is a guy going with a girl to look at stuff. It's just that you're on the other end of that.
Yeah. And where are they going to tell, like, a girlfriend that everybody's going to be? How are they hiding this from her?
Yeah, they're hiding. She works Saturdays during the daytime, so she won't even know. They think that they can just, she wouldn't tell them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like, why do they have to go? I don't know. I mean, he wanted to do something nice for her afterwards, you know, for her helping. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird. Why do you want to go out to lunch with her?
Why,
without me?
There you go.
Yeah.
Would it be in poor taste for you to invite yourself along? I mean, you're going to lunch.
I think that's
afterwards.
What I'm asking. I mean, like, should I? It seems weird. I mean, would it
I would
be,
just
would
follow
it be bad
them.
If I follow them?
Yes! Yes!
Oh,
yeah.
Man, don't do follow a movie them. Thing.
No, don't follow them.
Don't do a movie thing. Do something else.
It's not that you don't trust your wife. You just don't trust this guy. He already has rubbed you the wrong way.
I trust my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust my wife 100%. I just think she's just really sweet. She's really, she's naive. Hmm. For too naive for her own good sometimes,
yeah.
And I just don't trust this guy at all. I don't know. I don't want my wife alone with him. It's weird.
Hmm. But you gotta use kid gloves when you talk to your wife. I would just say, look, hey, I got nothing going on Saturday. You know, I don't mind going with the two of you. Got to eat something. Maybe I can get to know the guy a little better. I don't know.
I'm gonna get to know him better first. Then you can.
I just think that it's if it's really, really, see, here's the thing with relationships. If it is bothering you, tell them. If it is bothering you, tell them. I don't care if it's the way they do the toilet paper roll or if it's the way they don't put the gimmick back on the bread, on the loaf bread. If it's bothering you, you have to say something because all that culminates together with all the stress of your life throughout the day. And then when that person says something wrong, it all explodes.
Mm-hmm.
It all explodes. And you got to have good communication.
To this guy here, like, man, anonymous guy on the phone, I feel for you because if you let it go and then your wife comes home and says something about, oh, the dude was creepy at lunch or whatever, something weird happened and she's not happy about it.
Yeah.
Well, then... you got multiple problems at that point because you're not just going to be like, oh man, I'm sorry I was right. You're going to be probably kind of a jerk about it.
Sure.
Because you will be fully vindicated and you will be correct. And then you're also going to be hot at that dude and finally have justification for your dislike of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would be a worse situation if it plays out and it doesn't go swimmingly.
Let's talk to a female who has some perspective for you, Anonymous. It is P1 Hot Nurse is on line 3. Hot Nurse, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Anonymous. Okay,
Hi.
So I feel like it's really weird and it's out of, it's kind of out of the comfort zone for this guy, even though it's your wife's best friend, to email her and ask her to go green shopping with him and then treat her to lunch. Now, it could be innocent, but, I mean, if y'all have all been going out together, double dates and everything, wouldn't you think that he would want you to go to, I mean, it'd be like a group effort since you guys are all friends? I'm a woman, and I find it's really uncomfortable. I mean, I like to see the best in everybody. I am a nurse, but...
And you're hot.
It just doesn't seem right. Yeah, I'm hot. I mean, I'm a hot nurse. I'm just any nurse.
Yeah. Does the other dude
really out of character.
Thank you, nurse. Hot nurse.
Does the other dude know you don't like him, though? Because that would explain if he didn't want you to go along, if he knows you don't like him.
I don't think so. I mean, we've never come to a head about anything, but it's like not like he ever did anything specific.
Okay, I'm going to read you a text and just be honest. Just don't kill the messenger. Is there a chance that girl's boyfriend is way hotter than Anonymous and that's the problem he has? Is this guy hotter than you?
I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Probably not.
You haven't given it a lot of thought.
Yeah. Send both pictures to Jeff. He'll tell you. So it's not a jealousy thing. It's just like... It's just rubbing you the wrong way. Here's the advice, and we're going to have to break, and if you want to listen to your radio or whatever, I think the advice is you just got to tell her, say, look, baby, I trust you. Maybe I'll get to know him. We'll be best friends down the road. But for now, I think I'd like to go with you. Not that you can't go, but I'd like to go with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to go, you should be able to go, probably. It's a weekend thing.
It seems like it's a personal purchase that... I don't know, maybe he's confiding in her more and then the other guy would get in the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of strange because you would think that you would want the other guy's input on buying a ring so he doesn't make the mistake.
That's true. Yeah. He should invite Jeff. He just bought a ring.
Yes.
Jeff knows the deal. Mm-hmm. All right, Anonymous, listen to your radio. I'm sure more people have advice for you, and good luck with all that, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
We said that Mariah would be first up, and here she is in Charlotte. Hey, Mariah. Mariah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you?
Hello.
Good. This is so cool. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Good morning.
You don't have to talk to her anymore. It's not her birthday. It's just yesterday.
She was just being nice. Don't be a dick.
Mariah, first of all, were you named after the famous Mariah?
No, everybody asked me that.
Okay.
And no, I can't sing.
Well, I'm very basic, so I apologize.
Oh, okay.
You need some advice. What is it you need today?
Okay, guys. So to be honest, I'm starting to really feel that my mom hates me. I feel like anything that I've done throughout my life is not good enough. What I choose to eat, what I choose to wear, the music I like, anything.
Yeah.
Friends, boyfriends, it's like, oh, it's not... You know, she finds something wrong with everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much a happy, positive person. And she says things to break my character down. And I don't know why a mom would want her daughter to feel that way.
I'm
the oldest.
Do you have any sisters? Oh, you're the oldest.
Okay.
How many total brothers and sisters?
So I'm the oldest, and I have a sister and two brothers.
Okay. Did your mom grow up similar? Was she the oldest or have siblings or anything?
No, not at all. So it was seven of them, and she's the second to last.
Okay. Huh.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married. I actually decided to leave my boyfriend of 5 years, which he was extremely abusive. He just ripped at my character and my womanhood, and she loved him. Like, they were best friends. They would call each other and talk to each other when I'm not around. But I decided to leave him. And recently I found someone else. And he is amazing.
Well, good for you.
He's,
Thank
you so much.
Absolutely. That's something to be proud of. Now, she's been this way, like, you feel like most of your life?
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, I have a different father than the rest of the kids. And I think maybe that could be it.
Wow.
But I'm like, why would you blame me for that?
Sure.
Well, it might not be blaming you as much as taking it out on you. It could be that she... I mean, I've had some people I've known, some friends of mine, people I've talked to over the years who I became convinced that not very many of these people, but some of these people seem to have parents who had such issues with some of their own kids. It's almost like that when they started having kids, it's like they're mad at the kids because, oh, you ruined my life kind of thing. But they made the decision to do it, and it's like they can't process that out even when their kids are grown adults sometimes. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but, I mean, something had to have happened there to trigger something, it seems like.
How's your relationship with your dad, Mariah?
My real father, I don't know him much. Okay. I mean, I've attempted to kind of, like, talk to him and bond as I got older, but it's not worked out, which is completely fine.
Yeah. Why is she treating you this way? And I don't think you said this yet, but your sister and two brothers, are they both married and then settled, or are they still figuring it all out?
Well, my brother, I feel like he's the golden child. He's not married, but he just had a child. And my mom, if ever I do anything wrong, well, your brother would never do that.
Now you're talking about something I can identify with.
That's awful.
Would you say your mom hates your dad?
I think she hates the fact that he cheated on her, but at the same time, I think that she doesn't like the fact that I resemble her a lot when she was younger. And she always says, oh, you're the reason that I have this cut on my stomach. And you couldn't be a normal kid. You know, I have all of this fat because of you. And I'm like, well, that was 27 years ago. So, I mean, you could have changed that. And I mean, I even feel like she turns my kids against me because they're really young. But she, like, treats them extra good and then kind of like manipulates them to not listen to me.
Oh, yeah.
So now I feel like it's even bigger than what
that's a common move by a lot of grandparents. And they just trying to, you know, they're not the ones who have to holler at them and do their homework and get them into bed. And they want to give them more candy and take them to the movies and stuff. They you know, they want to do that kind of thing. But this is a very, very personal question, but it's partial to something you said. Was it you said she had a cesarean with you, a C-section. What about with your sister and brothers?
No, they were all normal.
There you go. That's it.
She had a tumor, like, when she was pregnant with me. It was, like, a really big tumor. And they were like, okay, so we're going to have to try to, like, operate, but it's a good chance that your child will die or come out, I guess, like, mentally or physically, I guess, having issues, but I didn't. Yeah. So that's kind of the background with that.
How old was your mom when you were born?
Like 22.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So pretty young, I guess. And, okay, it's just some people, it seems like it's so much growing up at one time that they just can't handle it, and they get mad about it, and it's no excuse, and it doesn't make it good. I mean, I don't know. What you're right on the money with all your thoughts so far, Matthew.
Well, I think that mom, and again, we don't realize why we react the way we do to things, but it totally sounds like she's resentful. You not truly, but in her mind, maybe you took her youth away from her, her good looks, and all this stuff, and now you resemble her in her youth, and that's the double whammy. Plus, you're symbolic of the husband that cheated on her. I mean, it sucks, but this is not for you to get over. It's for your mom to.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of transference that I hear that my mom would do that to me. It's like, can you just be nice to me every once in a while?
Yeah.
But it never no matter what happens, my mom would say, "Oh, but you should have done this." But I think she's trying to, in her mind, she's trying to bring the best out of you. But she doesn't realize that she's hurting you. Instead of lifting you up, she's tearing you down.
Exactly. And I mean, I've tried to win her love. I would spend hundreds of dollars in gifts trying to kind of like push her towards at least treating me like she likes me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it has not worked at all. Like, she's just ripping me apart. And then the fact that I'm dating this new guy, she uses our visual difference as like a ploy to make me feel like I'm doing something wrong. Like, oh, you guys aren't the same color, so he's not right for you. Or, you know, people are going to look at you guys because blah, blah, blah. Like, it makes me feel even worse. So I don't know what to do.
She's not doing it to hurt you.
Should I just stop talking to her?
No, she loves you.
I will go against that grain. I think that if anybody in your life, whether they're connected by blood or just you met them at church or whatever, if they're causing you more pain than they are pleasure, out of there.
Don't matter who it is to me.
You're out. For real.
But it doesn't mean she doesn't love you, and it doesn't mean you don't love her. It just means that she's damaged and she's bad for you.
Yeah, your mom doesn't want you to make the same mistakes that she did, and that's why she pushes you too hard.
But a horrible way to
to
do that. I know you don't want to. You already don't have your dad in your life, and you know the kids know grandma, and obviously she's real sweet on them, and vice versa, and all that. But you know, if it's as this is the crucible of the bad problems in your life right now is your mother, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Man, you know, that whole thing of blood is thicker than water. But you know what? Sometimes it's thick with a bunch of nastiness and negativity and just murky, nasty, thick blood. It ain't good, clean
That's
blood.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually physically thicker.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, like, you know, if you spill your water on me, it ain't no big deal. But if anybody bleeds on me, I'm grossed out. Yeah. If my mama bleeds on me, like, God, it's gross. You know, so there ain't nothing to that blood thing.
You know what, Mariah, do you call and check in with your mom frequently?
Well, yeah.
Don't call her for a little while.
Sometimes I just kind of like back her. Yeah. Okay, that's the perfect thing. Just leave her and then like make her miss me. And I guess that's when I'll be around her.
I mean, if it works that way, if she starts to miss you and wants you around and acts better, that's great. But you know, if she still acts the same, you might just need to not talk to her.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's tough to hear, but Mariah, I think you kind of agree with that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, good luck to you and your white boyfriend.
We don't know that.
I don't know. But
no, you're right.
Yeah, but. Okay. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but you want to just live that life and be happy and just get rid of all the crap. And I'm not calling your mom crap, but the negativity associated with. But I wish you the best of luck. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye.
No one else speaks.
Are you playing those 85% odds on the white boyfriend?
Well, I was.
Over the,
you're absolutely right.
The Asian or Latino, I guess.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.